Shalom, אנחנו ממשיכים.
Hello, we are continuing on the topic of attack on connection. You can send questions to itcab.tv. Selected questions relevant to the topic of the lesson will be asked here, and we'll continue in item number 30.
Yes, here our topic and subject of the lesson is the attack on the connection. Why do we need to attack that connection? In order to restrain it, in order to dissolve it, to ruin it, to conquer it, to make of it something else. Why do we need to attack the connection? Please.
Excerpt number 30 from Rabash, article, What is a cup of blessing should be full in the work?
Now I would ask about the question itself. Why do we have this need to attack the connection? Meaning not to conquer it and control it, nor to destroy it entirely. We don't need it as a captive. We don't need it dead as a result of the war. Rather, we need to attack. Yes? And what do we want from that? Please.
להתקיף הכוונה לעורר.
To attack means to...
Rav. It's as if we have connection in some form. And we're not pleased, not content to have it remain as it is, but rather we want to elevate it to a different degree, to make some profit off of it. So we attack it. And how do we attack? In order to elevate that connection to a higher degree, or the interruptions for that connection to remove, raise them. Please, what do we want to gain from the attack at the connection? Quickly.
We have to awaken it, to invoke it. It doesn't just land on you from above.
Yes, it won't land from above. A connection in general is something that we only need to want to happen. The attack is because it's against nature, against our will, against what we naturally want to do. So we need to rise together and to attack that thing called connection, to really ask for it, to want it. I've said not to take it captive, rather we need to conquer it, make it be under our governance, our rule.
I don't know. Connection is this word that really means nothing for itself, in and of itself. I think that maybe the attack is in order to acquire some sort of a feeling, some sort of relation toward it, so we're not indifferent.
Yes, by that attack, We want there to be an upper force in that connection. We want the reforming light there.
Why attack the connection? I don't know. I guess that's what we have to do. I have no idea. No idea. I also can't. I really find it difficult to understand how these excerpts we're reading have any connection to connection. But we have to attack the connection. I guess that's what we need to do.
Because the Creator is glad when his created beings push themselves to connect, to be together, even though nature is all evil and hatred, but everyone, like little children, wanted. It's a wonder. Like little children playing in the sandbox and always inclined to be in connection and love, it's very good.
Yeah, the benefit from all of our efforts is that we are discovering the need for the help of the Creator. And as long as we're not evoking it very seriously and are going all out, we're not really discovering, feeling that there is a gap here, that no matter what we do, we won't achieve this connection without turning to the Creator.
Yes, that's exactly what we want to gain from the connection. Right now, there's only us in the equation. We want to gain that the Creator will be in the connection between us, that the connection itself will be on a much higher degree.
Right. We also have to make the friends come to a state of prayer so they cannot remain in their current state and really knock and cry out and ask to come to a state of bestowal. And this is what we want.
And even if we don't exactly know what we're asking for, it's not clear what's bestowal or connection. It's clear that we're not pleased with our current state. It's clear that we don't feel connection. And that is what we ask to feel.
Why attack the connection?
What are the answers? What are the answers regarding the attack against the connection? You ready? You have to be first. An exemplary 10.
What the friends said very nicely is, first of all, the first degree of connection brings with it new view, new thickness, new overcoming. And on top of them, with our common effort, only then can we connect.
From where do they take this attack? Their state ends the way it ends. From where do they take this attack on the connection? They recognize that their connection wasn't sufficient. Or if to go deeper, it was faulty. Or if to go deeper still, it was horrible and a complete failure. So, how do they now advance and overcome what happened yesterday? And when they do that, how do they receive this indication, this sign, the yesterday's state, happily? And it's the Creator, there's none else besides Him, prepared this for them as the very best state from which to make the jump. Everyone come, let's say, not properly equipped. According to what I see when I look at you, at your faces, then no one was really attacking the connection last evening, but rather attacking some drinks. Right, Niv?
Yes.
Chanoch was running away from everyone, and jumping at him. And the neighbor? I don't want to say. Or you poor guy, the actor. After Hamlet, you come today to connect. Meaning, each one arrives in a state which is not the desired state. So how do we direct ourselves to, as if what was wasn't, or with everything that happened before, we take all of our enemies, all of the problems, and from that, from the desires which aren't exactly properly aimed, and that work from yesterday where we didn't completely fulfill our purpose, our inclinations. How do we organize the attack today such that connection is the goal, the objective, and the attack is the means? And the ones who do it are us. What's going on? What does each one have in his basket? Let's say a basket which becomes, let's say, a backpack. And then each one has some offensive weapons, some defensive instruments, and some book which collects us together and gathers us together and directs us. How do we organize the attack on the connection? Talk about that in the tense. How to take everything that we have from yesterday, everything, to sort it all out, and to begin to work with the useful, beneficial, important things which we need for right now, and the rest for later on, and the rest for later on still. And so we gather between us everyone's inclinations, tendencies, and also the equipment which we require. So, in total, everything that we can for those attacks, and that's how we organize gradually. So, how do we then, when we see what we actually have, and with the goal which we see before us, from that we need to establish an address to the Creator. What we have is good, but ultimately the operating force is the Creator. When do we come to a state of the children of Israel aside from their labors? Please.
Okay, so let's take the time we have now to sit together during the lesson. Each one will fill up his own suitcase, his own bag, because today we're going out to war on connection. What we collect in the time we have left in the lesson will be our weapons, our defensive tools, our offensive tools, so we can do this test today. It's an amazing depiction that Rav just depicted. We have to really kind of put it, wear it kind of on us, and we have to understand that today we're marching a battle on connection.
Yes, you see how you realize how during the day you're fighting many things, but not for what you really need. How to make this inversion happen, that's a question. how to use all these things for the purpose of the real war which we need to wage, for the real connection between us, the concern for the friends. It's a question.
Right. On one hand, you have this voice that says, let's attack, let's go out to war, let's go for it, let's not give up, let's be together all day, etc. And then you have the ego that says, no, no, it's fine, we've tried it already. We've been there, it doesn't work. What we need to do is, during the lesson, right now, in the lesson, now we can determine all of reality, demand that the light will come and complete the action for us and give us the strength to be in the common work during the day and the common demand.
Actually, we don't have any special weapons other than the importance of the goal, the greatness of the Creator. That's our only weapon. And our desire aimed towards the right place, if we manage to aim it directed towards the connection between us, and always manage to direct it towards adhesion with the Creator, over the intensification of the desire, the will, we're in the right direction then.
To begin with, we aim for it. There's no other reason to aim for this. It's the upper force that did it to us, that takes care of us every moment. It's His desire, His will. So we begin with everything coming from Him and with delighting Him.
And our main weapon is the request. We begin with toy weapons and just requests, which is just words, empty words, because we heard that's what we need to do. And as we awaken each other and give each other an example, and gradually it becomes a true request.
During the day, our bag is the concern for the friends, is how we bring contentment to the Creator, how we make the friends be with the intention all day, how we gather everyone into one desire, and that desire we elevate to the Creator.
Today, we have all sorts of nonsense, so to speak, but after that we have the lesson with the Rav and the Ten. And here you can unify everything and to understand and to demand together for everything to be only for the sake of the connection, to ask the Creator to give us power to do this.
We talked about it at another time, that our whole day is a result of the lesson, of the efforts we make here and now. And we have nothing to wait for. Precisely now, we have concentrated efforts, and what we have during the day is what we establish here and now.
Yes, our day is an outcome of our connection in the lesson, and our connection in the lesson is the outcome of our work during the day. I strongly connect to all of these warlike images. So let's pretend we're at the headquarters right now, preparing our attack. We're going out in a few hours. Let's see. Yesterday we didn't want it so much. We were indifferent, tired. Many things happened yesterday. We need to take all these things and restrict them, to reduce them, to reduce the times as quickly as possible, the weight between connection and separation.
Everything that happened yesterday doesn't matter, other than the fact that it became the spiritual potential. All the disillusionments, the failures, successes, make no difference.
Love. Is it clear to us what kind of attack we're going to implement? Which 10 understands the kind, the type of the attack which it's going to implement?
Ken.
Yes.
בהמשך למה שאמרת שכל אחד to continue on what you said that each one you know one was at a play another one was at his grandmother's and everyone did something else so we said that above these things we have to create one thought in the ten with which we go to sleep a thought about connection so we all get up to the morning lesson together so there's no situation where each one goes separately and with different thoughts.
I didn't understand what he says. What he said. I'm coming back from the grandpa, and you're from the aunt, and him from a wedding, and he was at a trial, and he went to a soccer game, and tomorrow morning we're assembling together. So, what's going to happen?
So we said that above all these things, what keeps us is the thought about the ten. So we don't let these other things pull us.
Meaning that right now we agree amongst ourselves that everything that needs to happen throughout the day, all of these events, will be for us an addition to our direction as preparation for connection, right? Good. So we've done that. Each one went through something, some occasion, family, aunt, soccer, friends, something else, right? We arrive at the morning lesson, each one with his own impressions. What do we do from there on?
Ma anachnu osim?
What do we do with our impressions?
Anachnu tzrichim le'abed et ha'tnayim
ha'eleh. We need to process these conditions. They were given to us from above by the Creator.
Be'ad, itkadmut.
To help progress. What do I mean for the sake of progress? That it's certainly for the best, but we need to utilize it correctly. It can be for the best in a short way or for the best in the long way. So how do we use it? How do we do it? How do we continue today from yesterday? And not that today is completely unrelated to yesterday. No answers. All right. Read item 30.
Excerpt number 30 from Rabash. What is a cup of blessing must be full in the work. When a person is already standing near the place from which he will receive the help from above, and near means that the kli, the vessel, meaning the desire to bestow, is far away from him. He sees that only the Creator can save him. As Bala Sulam said, this is the most important point in man's work. For then he has close contact with the Creator, because he sees 100% that nothing can help him but the Creator himself. Although he believes this, still, this faith does not always illuminate for him that specifically now is the best time to receive the salvation of the Creator, that specifically now he can be saved and the Creator will bring him closer, meaning give him the desire to bestow and emerge from the control of self-love, which is called Exodus from Egypt. In other words, he comes out of the control of the Egyptians who afflicted Israel and did not let them do the holy work. And the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry rose up to God. And then the Creator brought them out from the exile in Egypt. In other words, since the people of Israel felt the enslavement and wanted to escape from this exile, that the Egyptians were enslaving them, when they came to this important point of feeling their lowliness, the Creator brought them out of Egypt. This is, as the Ari says, that when the people of Israel were in Egypt, they were already in 49 gates of Tum'ah, impurity. And then the Creator brought them out of Egypt. This means that they already came to the worst lowliness, the lowest that can be. And then the Creator brought them out.
So how do we reach that point where there is the necessity in us to run away from the control of our nature, which opposes connection, opposes unity? Please.
The clearer the goal, the more we'll see that our nature hinders us from attaining the goal, and then we'll need to run away from it.
It depends on the magnitude, the strength of the light which we elicit, which we invoke, rather. It gives us this necessity.
Maybe that's what I asked before. How do we take the past experiences and add them to the necessity? We see that every day the Creator takes us through a similar movie. So without an attack, a breakthrough on our part, like a burst on our part to emerge from this circle, why should today be different from yesterday?
Yes, if I take care of my own necessity during the day, I see it's unsuccessful. Very quickly, this corporeal life grabs hold of me and everything in the morning lesson, from the morning lesson, disappears. And the only thing that helps me, that saves me, is to ask for the friends, to be concerned with them like my very own children.
Right. We need, with all of us, with our great efforts, to ask to draw the light so it will teach us and help us to, as quickly as possible, bring contentment to the Creator by our wanting to unite.
It's from the side of the drawing, the power that attracts. And our work needs to yield only disappointment from the fact that we didn't manage to connect, we didn't turn to the Creator to help us, and we shouldn't erase this calculation, this account.
Right, there are many things we need to do here in order to come to feel that our work is ineffective, that there is no question about our inability to achieve the right result. And then we have to pray. We have to ask the Creator to come and help, because we've done everything we could to no avail.
Eh... לא יודע, לי כבר כמה ימים.
I don't know. For a few days now.
יש מצב ש...
I have this situation. Condition where I can't do anything. In corporate life also, I just sit for days. I can't work properly. I can't do anything. And with that, it doesn't funnel into a place of connection necessarily. The only thing that managed to bring me out of it is the clip that Gilad sent suddenly to awaken something in me.
דווקא זה, אני חושב שזה מצב מבורך.
I think it's a great state. We're all going through these states. That's exactly the benefit from yesterday, from the previous states, that they bring us to recognize our natural inability, recognition of the place we're going to naturally, which is disconnection. And that leads us to the necessity, to the recognition that we have no ability and we have to have the upper force here and we have to have each other's help here.
So how do we reach that point? Yes, of being above our nature. Again, I am more convinced from day to day that only the light can perform these changes in us and make these changes, and we only need to be devoted to the process which he leads us through and to make it illuminate as much as possible and change us and to just coerce or force ourselves to do everything we need to have the lights work on us, because it's impossible to make these changes unless through the light.
We have to go into conditions of avut where each one cares for the other, prays for the others, thanks. By this we awaken the whole system and reveal the nature, how the will to receive obstructs achieving the best and most eternal thing, the quality of bestowal, to come toward the upper force.
The necessity needs to come from, again, I don't know, there needs to be some outburst, request of necessity. It's like needing to breathe, needing air to breathe and not having any. So it's something that if we generate this, well, kind of short battle where a short effort right now, let's say during the morning lesson, that's the best, and we can attain, we've met all the necessary conditions to attain, to succeed in that attack.
I get necessity from the efforts of the 10, and every friend is dedicating his life every moment to discover the power of connection between us. In this necessity, I demand of the Creator.
We also need to build this request, to discover it. We need to collect, assemble everything that we have from each individual into some one thing, or if it's done.
What is the state of the gate of tears? What is the state of the gate of tears? Which is really the point from which onward we receive connection with the forces of ascent.
בבקשה.
Go ahead.
כנראה זאת אותה נקודה שמרגישים.
Supposedly it's that point where we feel in our bones. There's no way, no recourse. There's nothing that I am capable of doing or that we are capable of doing in order to achieve this connection. And all my bones will declare, as it is written, that only the Creator can do this for us.
Right. He says that all the gates were locked except for the gate of tears. It's a gate that opens up only once you discover that all the other gates are locked. And that there is really no other way out other than prayer and request and pleading and true, really crying to the Creator to help. You have to go through many gates to get to this very special gate, which is really an outcry from the depth, from the bottom of the heart.
It's
a gate of tears, where a person just cries like a baby, completely helpless. Where he knows he hasn't the ability, he doesn't have any energy, he feels it on his flesh. And this sensation, that's the true prayer. Not words, not even actions, it's an outcome of all of these operations.
It's a gate that in the desire we see only one thing, that there is no chance that we can get spirituality. But above the desire and the connection between us, we see that if the Creator doesn't help, we'll never get anything related to spirituality. And this is why we work, to pray, to ask for help, so He will save us from this desire that controls us.
All kinds of disappointments in the ego, in its various forms. And from that, the correct vessel for the prayer is formed, and the request for which the Creator is waiting.
Out of the necessity to care for you, for a connection in the ten, that has to be so great, this necessity. And without the ability to implement it, we understand that without the help of the Creator, it's impossible to make this fusion of our desires. And then the request bursts out.
Yes, when you reach a point where you despair with your own power, you understand that there's nothing you can do which can truly make this happen. Turn to the Creator for some kind of help.
How to come to such a state where I'm crying? Because my friends don't get to something that I really want, and I'm crying. How to come to that? We can sit like that for a million years.
It's truly a wonder that the will to receive may ask for such a thing. It's completely opposite to our nature. But it's the outcome of our work, the result of... Excerpt 31, Baal Sulam, Shamati 18, what is my soul shall weep in secret in the work? When concealment overpowers one and he comes to a state where the work becomes tasteless and he cannot picture and feel any love and fear, and he cannot do anything in holiness, then his only counsel is to cry to the Creator to take pity on him and remove the screen from his eyes and heart.
In that state, he has to be 100% certain that all the heaviness he received was from the Creator, that there is none else besides him. Meaning he doesn't go to the Creator to pray for someone else. The evil inclination stands there in the side and incites him like the friends are doing something wrong or something. It's he himself that changes, all the changes, no matter what. The Creator does them. He does them so that the person will turn to him. Yes?
The matter of crying is a very important one. It is as our sages write, all the gates were locked except for the gate of tears. The world asks about that. If the gates of tears are not locked, what is the need for the gates at all? And he said that it is like a person who asks his friend for some necessary object. This object touches his heart, and he asks and begs of him in every manner of prayer and plea. Yet, his friend pays no heed to all that. And when one sees that there is no longer reason for prayers and pleas, he then raises his voice in weeping. It is said about that all the gates were locked except for the gates of tears. Thus, when were the gates of tears not locked? Precisely when all the gates were locked. It is then that there is room for the gates of tears, and then one sees that they were not locked. However, when the gates of prayer are open, the gates of tears and weeping are irrelevant. This is the meaning of the gates of tears being locked. Thus, when are the gates of tears not locked? Precisely when all the gates are locked, the gates of tears are open. This is because one still has the counsel of prayer and plea. This is the meaning of my soul shall weep in secret, meaning when one comes to a state of concealment, then my soul shall weep, because one has no other option. This is the meaning of whatsoever thy hand attaineth to do, by thy strength that do.
By what can we increase the importance, necessity, alertness toward attaining the goal? Which is dvikut, adhesion, between us and with the Creator, to the point that it comes to us as the final stage, the tears. That there is nothing after this. This is the last one. This final stage, the tears, is when we've done everything we could with our understanding and discernment, when we've sorted out and scrutinized everything and went to the very depth of creation and nature and understood that connection of all parts of nature is what gives the whole system its vitality and its advancement. And he sees that he cannot cause this and be in this. And the goal is so clear. And the power, the ability to achieve it is so... inappropriate. What a person has. That he just bursts out in tears, crying, out of the weakness, the natural weakness, when he discovers that within his nature, something from the very basis of creation is missing. And now he has discovered that because of this absence, he cannot achieve connection. And then the Creator is revealed and gives him the gift called Lishma for her sake. And then a person ascends to a level of understanding and feeling and connection and action where he can bridge, close this whole gap, this absence. How do we go through the process? How do we prepare ourselves for it? How do we go through it? Please.
I'll begin. This process has to begin with Aravut, where each one feels that the spirituality of the friends depends on him entirely. And he does everything that he can, so the friends will have power in prayer and by example, so that they'll have the force to continue this work, meaning everything within our hands, within our capabilities, will do.
What's the process we're talking about? How to get to the gate of tears? There are orders in the work that Rabash gave us and how Rav interprets them. We have to follow them. There's the daily schedule, the learning, the work in the tent. In the end, it'll take you because person can't really, without it, understand or control it and say, okay, now I'm going to do this. We already know it's useless. So you just have to be stubborn.
Yes.
And the work is seemingly to so to speak, to rise above it, to know that we're not going to reach the gate of tears, just to do everything that we can, everything within our means, to come to that connection. By that, we'll find exactly where we can't, where we're unable.
I don't know. I can't see anything special we can do beyond what we're doing today. We just have to continue with the same effort, try to connect as much as we can, understand what it means, try to realize the method even more, as much as we understand what it is, and wait for the light, for the salvation, to our connection to the sources, and constantly pray and hope that a change will happen and we'll get the degree.
At every moment, to thank the upper force for assembling us together, taking care of us, making us into one human being, to always seek to delight him and to integrate together as much as possible, be prepared for whatever he does with us.
I think each of us has an example of what is necessity when a blow or disaster happens in a person's life. With what necessity he awakens to ask, to act, to go into the ten and everything we learn. I think we need to, I don't know if we can take examples from these states, but we have to have this necessity seemingly even now on a day-to-day basis. During the daily routine, we need to awaken this necessity among us.
We had this assignment this week to write some prayers and plea to the Creator. So perhaps instead of writing down something, we should just cry, make requests. Okay, I don't know, whatever we can.
The Creator does everything. He confuses, entices, beats us up, brings you to the lesson. We need to delight him, to bring him contentment. But we can do this only by connecting. So we have to come to a necessity. There is no routine. No routine.
It
seems to me that it can be said that the beginning of the work is always in ascribing everything to the Creator. It's just unclear how we can constantly come to that restart point where we forget about the Creator, and it's clear that from there you need to begin, but it's unclear how to bring ourselves quicker every time to that point.
So let's not forget about the Creator, or not give up on mercy, and understand that we are in His field, in His world, and we are being operated by Him, and that all we have to do is do whatever we can, and not give up on that, and understand that the right result, in the most certain result of our actions, is disappointment, despair, and that's a good result from our efforts. And that should be the spirit between us, where we understand that disappointment is His way of bringing us closer to the gate of tears. Despair is a great thing on our path. It means we did the right thing.
A little child, when you try to explain to him that it's not good to give him chocolate before bedtime, no matter how much you try to explain it, he won't get it. And we can tell each other how good it is to be disappointed, but until there's some sensation of that, it'll be just words going above your head. So I think the secret is to somehow not agree with it, with things just going by above your head. Sasha said before that you can sit here for years and nothing will happen. But I think that, regarding myself, that I won't be allowed to sit here for years and something will... Well...
Therefore, we have to declare an attack on connection. Sorry, Amit. And think about today, that today we're marching, waging an attack.
Excerpt 32 from Rabash, Volume 1, Article, What is Return, O Israel, unto the Lord your God in the work? It is written, Who heals the brokenhearted? We should understand what it means that the Creator heals the brokenhearted. The thing is that it is known that the essence of man is the heart. As our sages said, the merciful one wants the heart. The heart is the kli, the vessel, that receives the kedusha from above. It is as we learn about the breaking of the vessels that if the kli is broken, everything you put in it will spill out. Likewise, if the heart is broken, meaning that the will to receive controls the heart, abundance cannot enter there, because everything that the will to receive receives will go to the klipot, to the shells. This is called the breaking of the heart. Hence, a person prays to the Creator and says, You must help me, because I am worse than everyone, since I feel that the will to receive controls my heart. And this is why nothing of kedusha, of sanctity, can enter my heart. I want no luxuries, only to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And I am utterly incapable of this. So only you can save me. By this we should interpret what is written, The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. That is, those who ask the Creator to help them, so their hearts will not be broken, and will be whole.
When can we determine that our heart is broken? When in our broken heart are we either in mourning or in joy?
When can you determine?
I
guess that some prayer comes out of everything we do, and then you can determine that the heart is broken.
When we feel it in our senses, and the joy comes from realizing that this is the only connection, that this is how we can activate the prayer, and it's very important for us to be in even this tiniest connection with Yabba Force, we get a lot of joy from this.
Yes, that's the only state in which we can be happy, with that state of the breaking of the heart. It's only if we can ascribe this state to the Creator and see something goal-oriented about it.
When we cry about the situation and I'm happy about coming to that state.
So, let's get to that as quickly as possible and feel that happiness, the happiness from the despair, that we can't connect.
Feel that all of our work goes to the will to receive, to the klipot. We should feel despair from this.
When we actually work together. I just heard a very dear friend of mine saying that he thinks he won't be allowed to sit here for very long unless something happens quickly. And this broke my heart. Because if we don't carry out the right actions, then things that we don't want to happen will happen. And in that, by that we can feel mourning, grief, and also happiness, because I'll be mourning if my friend will be hurt by my inaction. And happiness, because I know that now I have to gather myself and do whatever I can so that it won't happen.
Maybe we should stop looking for a when and start looking for the connection, for the work.
Yes, it's impossible to determine a time where we can say our heart is broken, or where it's written, here you cry in the Siddur, in the prayer book. Rather, when we actually come to that set portion of exertion.
Rav, now we're going to move on to the next part of the lesson, Talmud Esser Sfirot. Please.